go ahead and start recording this. Like I said, just it's no pressure. Just I don't want you to say something and then I just go off memory and misrepresent your words. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You have questions pulled up? Mm-hmm. What if I use that for reference? Thank you. All right. You said I've already got your age, your rank. You mind spelling your first name for me?
S-H-E-A.
S-H-E-A. Perfect. Prior Marine?
Yes.
All right. Were you same, you were a grunt with the Marines?
I was a Stinger Gunner.
Stinger Gunner, I got you. Active Reserve?
Active.
Beautiful. How long you been in the Guard?
Since 2019.
And what do you do civilians at?
AGR.
AGR, you're AGR, perfect. All right, cool.
All right, perfect. You want to tell me a little bit about the best warrior comp this weekend?
Yeah. Started out Friday, you know, just kind of meeting up with all the NCOs, all the soldiers, took a PT test. Went into, you know, a couple other events, and throughout the weekend, it was just, you know, hit the ground running, and event after event, a little bit of downtime here and there, but other than that, it kind of kept us moving, and overall, a good event. I know they took out a few events this year from the past time that I've done it, but overall, it was a well-prepared and put-on event.
Sweet. I know you've had a history with Best Warrior. How did it go last time you competed?
I got second last time. So just, you know, still a good event. I enjoyed it. I kind of enjoy giving myself something to train for and just, you know, keep moving. And something that I enjoy. My personal opinion, entering battalions, best battalion in the state of Kentucky. I enjoy representing the battalion the best I can.
Sweet. Perfect. Would you say that's what motivated you to compete in the first place?
Yeah, that, you know, my chain of command, my soldiers, and just being a part of entering battalion is just something that I think that every NCO, no matter what MOS or what battalion they're from, or, you know, where they're from, I think they should push themselves and want to set that example for soldiers to do that. And that's like, I'm not going to expect one of my soldiers to go come compete in this competition if I'm not willing to do it myself.
Yeah, fair enough. I know, like Sir was saying, you're one of the top three performers. We're identifying some of them, like with the Super Bowl, you know, how they'll identify some of the most likely to win folks. Say you were named the top NCO, what would that mean to you, like personally, professionally?
Again, you know, I feel like if I'm going to represent the infantry battalion in anything that I do, then I'm going to give my best. And, you know, if I win, then that's for, you know, my chain of command for my soldiers. And just, I got second last time. If I get second again, then that's, you know, I gave them my best. If I get first, then that's fine too. But I feel like, you know, either way, I enjoyed the event. Kind of enjoyed the meeting with the other soldiers.
Fair enough. What was the most challenging event you faced during the competition? How'd you overcome it?
I would say the most challenging event, probably the course. Just, you know, I'm just a short dude, but it's like, hey, you know, it's gonna take 7 minutes to get through it. You know, push hard and go, and just leave it all out there, kind of thing. You know.
I swear every O course is designed by someone who's as tall as you. It's stupid. Like, they do that, like, leg vault thing, and it's supposed to be waist height, and we'll walk up to, like, a guy from our size, and it's right here.
Yeah.
It's like, this is bullshit.
One of the other captains is a former Marine, and he's tiny. He's trying to do that.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny watching.
Yeah, that's the only event that, like, slowed me down was the.
Yeah.
Balance up off, so.
It's almost like a cheat code.
How did you prepare physically and mentally for the event?
I'm the trained NCO over with the scouts and snipers there in injured battalion. So it's like we constantly kind of keep that high physical fitness standard to even be able to come over there to us and, you know, really just putting a ruck on once or twice a week and you know, working out 4 or 5 times a week total. Just kind of keeping my nutrition dialed in. I'm an older guy, so it's like, you know, focusing on that recovery is just as important as focusing on, you know, throwing a ruck on your back and going 6 or 12 miles or whatever, you know, whatever you're going to do.
Out of curiosity, have you attended the Army Sniper Course?
I have not.
You've not? Okay.
Alrighty.
What leadership lessons do you think you take away from the competition?
I think as an NCO, it's your duty and your responsibility to train your soldiers. And I feel like a lot of E4 or a few E5s, few E6s that were here that, you know, I think Landmap, that's a, you know, a level 10 task that we should be able to complete. And there are a lot of soldiers that had some issues on Landmap, so I feel like, I know personally my soldiers back at our battalion are pretty spun up on Landmap, but it's something that I will, you know, whatever soldier represents the battalion next year, it's, hey man, this is what we're gonna do. You're gonna get 5 out of 5 points and you're gonna get it. You're gonna have the fastest time, and that's a standard. So I feel like as NCOs, that's one thing. Like if I would have known that a lot of the E4 and below, you know, would have had we're gonna have issues with the Landmap, then I feel like I would have, hey, the night before, let's study up. You know how to read a map. You know how to, you know, shoot an azimuth. Or, you know what a pace count is. You know those kind of things.
I got you.
Talk about critical skill, dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, yeah. So, supposing your name, the top NCO, like I said, just one of those questions, that would mean you represent the Guard at the state level. What would that responsibility mean to you personally?
Personally, I think it would just putting on the uniform every day is something you need to take pride in, my personal opinion. I think a lot of people fail at that. And being in the Guard, I think a lot of people fail by, hey, it's just a 1 weekend a month kind of thing, and the rest of the time I'm going to act the way that I want to act. I feel like any time you put the uniform on, you need to take pride. And if I can represent my state and the uniform at the same time, then that's something that I will hold a high standard until that competition to get prepared and make sure that I, you know, don't let Sergeant Major Withers down or Sergeant Major Lewis or Command Sergeant Major Colonel Monahan, you know.
I got you. Describe this event in one word, just to you. Can you explain why you pick the word that you pick? Take your time. No pressure.
In one word, I would say courage. Just to have the courage to be able to compete and, you know, represent your battalion, your unit, your state as an NCO or a soldier, and just kind of throw it out there. You know, whether you don't finish an event or whether you get first in an event, I think it's just having the courage to be able to show up on this weekend and compete in the event, because, you know, I don't know how many soldiers we have in the state of Kentucky, but 22 soldiers out here competing this weekend. It's like, you know, takes courage to say, yeah, I'm going to go represent my battalion. You
know, so. I always like to ask people if we do any sort of like media piece, interview piece, is there a question that you wish I'd asked, or you have anything that you want to add on, anything like that?
No.
Okay. One last question, we'll let you off the hook.
All right.
What's that last question on there? You want to read it off?
What message would you like to send to your fellow guardsmen, and why?
She's our new person, sort of. We've got to put her on the spot sometimes.
Say, hold the standard 24/7. Never know when you're going to get the call.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. That's all we got. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You said you train the, like, your scavenger hunt guys and everything like that, too?
Yeah, so we're, in my unit, we have, I'm training to go there.